USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are the highest in almost a month. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $4.19 a gallon. The price jumped 4 cents a gallon over the weekend, and it's now within a penny of the national average 1 month ago. Prices fell through much of April, but have gone up almost every day for the past week. Homeland Security is asking Congress to fund additional border agents in preparation for a spike in illegal immigration. Yolanda Ramon, the mayor pro tem in the Texas border town of Eagle Pass, is among the growing number of Democrats who are urging the White House to keep in place a public health rule which has been used to expedite deportations. The White House expects the border could see between 10 and 20,000 illegal immigrants a day when what's known as the Title 42 border health rule ends. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police are searching for a corrections officer who participated in an inmate escape in Alabama. The officer and inmate disappeared together on Friday while the officer was supposed to be taking an inmate to a mental health evaluation. Now law enforcement has issued a warrant for the missing corrections officer for permitting or assisting an escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it's unclear if the officer, Vicki White, was coerced into participating.
Now, whether she did that willingly or if she was coerced, threatened somehow to participate in this escape, not really sure, but we know for sure she did participate.
The NFL wants to move a racial discrimination case by former Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores out of court. Flores is suing the league in which he alleges systematic race-based discrimination in the NFL's hiring practices, when they fire coaches, and in its conditions of employment. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Researchers continue to learn more features about Saturn.
Saturn's largest moon, Titan, features some very Earth-like landscapes, lakes, rivers, canyons, sand dunes. However, these geological formations on Titan are made of entirely different materials. Instead of water, it's liquid methane that flows through the rivers, and instead of sand, it's hydrocarbons that blows into dunes. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A reporter asks Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis what he thinks about the influence of countries like China after Florida's government took action to punish Disney for opposing the state's Parental Rights in Education Act.
I don't think the whole Disney flap is really making much of an impact, although I will say Disney has done a lot to partner with the Chinese Communist Party and really has made a fortune over there without raising a peep about any of their atrocities. China is the number one geopolitical threat that this country faces.
A New York City union wants more to be done to keep criminals off the streets following a meeting with Mayor Eric Adams over a new summer crime-fighting strategy. Adams meeting with precinct commanders over the weekend to discuss strategies to bring down the rising crime. The head of the captain's union calling the meeting productive, but also said the real issue of crime increase was not discussed. He alluded to prosecutors not prosecuting certain crimes and state bail reform laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.